mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We are live. Got 2 hours laying out before us. Very important radio show lined up for you today on this ninth day of August, this Sunday edition, ninth day of August, 2009. We broke the news here Friday. Then it was on CNN, Fox, and many other channels that a black man was beat up by Obama supporters for daring to be handing out flyers against government-run health care. And the national media tried to spin this on Friday and say that it was anti-health care people attacking the Obama supporters, but it was really the other way around. And now hundreds of reports are pouring in, newspapers and TV reports and citizen journalists shooting, you know, the raw video of thugs hired by the Obama administration beating people up. There's also news where they're counseling senators' speeches, congressmembers' speeches. They're going into fortress mode because everywhere they go for their staged town halls, their own constituents are against them. Remember, last week we were talking about Lloyd Doggett. And the congressman had only mailed out mailers to his members, to people that were his supporters, members of the Democratic Party. One of my employees here's wives is a Democrat, registered. And so she got the letter in the mail. I remember Rob Dew mentioning, hey, Doggett's going to be giving a speech. You want to go ask him a question? And I said, no, you're going out of town. Then I forgot about it. Then suddenly it was all over the television with a crowd all chanting, no, we don't want your government health care. And then him leaving. And he went on the news and said it was all staged by Republicans. As if the American people, you know, don't protest, don't demonstrate. And the media says it's dirty, it's bad to protest. It's dirty, it's bad to demonstrate. You've got to accept the cap and trade legislation. You've got to accept all of this control. You've got to accept government control of healthcare. And then they lie and say it doesn't ration care. It doesn't control what doctor you can see. It doesn't do this and that when it's all in the bill. Just like Obama says he's not for gun control, but they've introduced scores of bills to radically restrict the Second Amendment. And people then go read the bills and get upset, or they say, oh, we don't want national compulsory service, when they've introduced the bills to do it. So all across the country, Republicans and Democrats are being booed off the stage. But the media will only report on the Democrats being booed off the stage to make it a left-right issue, because they know if the people ever get together, ever come together, and realize that government's bought and paid for by offshore criminal interest, it's over for the New World Order. So we're going to be breaking this down today, and this massive attack on free speech and the First Amendment and brutal brown shirt, Nazi or Soviet-style Commissar political police attacks on anyone that doesn't want to turn their guns in, anyone that doesn't want open borders, anyone that doesn't want to give up their liberties and freedoms. And the big one, we have been censored massively. Infowars.com. In fact, here is the headline, Obama speech police shut down top YouTube videos. And they admit, YouTube admits, this is political censorship. This is just unprecedented. We're going to be going over it. Also, Google has shut down Sybil Edmonds' blog, the FBI whistleblower, about bin Laden working for the CIA. She was the person in there, you know, decoding this. So they're definitely got a purge going on. And even if you don't agree with the things I say and do, my information, you should support my right to say it. We're going to break it all down. The crackdown on free speech straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should.
He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition, the ninth day of August 2009. I don't have words to describe how dire the situation is in this country. How the social engineers, the big offshore corporate banks, and their sociologists and psychologists, just how manipulative they are and how they're playing the public like a fiddle. George Bush was a puppet. Bill Clinton was a puppet. Barack Obama is a puppet. These guys are corporate front men that read off teleprompters. Barack Obama has gone back on every promise he said he would do. Secret arrest, secret torture, continuing NAFTA and GATT, pushing to expand it, hiring nothing but lobbyists, expanding warrantless wiretapping, expanding the Patriot Act when he swore he'd get rid of it, and then pledging he was different. And I talked to Obama supporters. I talked to one today at my mother's birthday party. Guy I've known for years. And he said, oh, all politicians lie. And I said, you know, all over the country, Republicans and Democrats are being booed off stage, and they want us to fight with each other as Republicans and Democrats. I'm not even a Republican, I told the guy. His name's Harvey. I said, and you know that. You know I was against Bush. I said, it's like a Don King fight, Harvey, because this fella's been a boxing promoter. That's what Harvey is. I said, both people, he's even promoted fights with Don King. The point is, I'm sitting there having this argument. I said, it's like a Don King fight where he owns both fighters. And he finally kind of went, oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I guess it's true. But that's just the way all politicians are. They just lie to us. And I said, Harvey, the government was so corrupt and so bad and hurt your 401k so bad under Bush that they had this solution, Barack Obama, he was going to save you. Just like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor. You know, he came out for Obama and said, I'm going to vote for him. And the last 3 or 4 months of the election, I was saying, I'm not voting for McCain. I'm not voting for Obama either. But I said to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I said, you watch. He's backed up by Zbigniew Brzezinski and by David Rockefeller and by all these top globalists. He's backed up by Henry Kissinger. He got 4 times the money McCain got from Wall Street and Goldman Sachs, the ones doing this. He's bringing in Summers, Larry Summers, that changed the laws to let the banks carry out the derivatives, and Robert Rubin. And he said, I know, but you just got to repudiate Bush. Well, now he's a man of conscience. He's now come out and said, I was wrong. Obama's worse than Bush. It's hard to believe, but it's actually true. Because he, as a conservative, for him, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, to watch Bush triple the size of government, use the Patriot Act against U.S. citizens, to see all that happen, the million-plus dead Iraqis, he was a moral person, so you morally almost had to vote for Obama. But I knew it was a bait and switch, because I knew Obama was handled and controlled by Bush's controllers, even more so. And plus, he was slick. He had charisma, something Bush didn't do. Didn't have. And so he was much more dangerous. He is a puppet, but he's there to make you feel like you've invested in him. He's there to make you feel like you are part of his power structure and that you're winning and that you've defeated the evil Bush. When meanwhile, the whole agenda that Bush was carrying the baton for in this relay race, now the anchor of the race is Obama. He's the closer. And Bush perfectly passed that baton off, and Obama's just boom. I mean, he is just smoking our liberties and freedoms. He is burning down our liberty. Now, that said, Harvey, and who I've known for probably 10 years, because his daughter went to school with my sister, and sister's like 14 years younger than me, this was the first time he looked shook up, he looked upset, and he looked even aggressive at first with me. And I said, that's fine, you want to be a sucker, go ahead. And I started breaking his conditioning right there. I go, you know you've been suckered in your gut, and you don't want to admit it. And that started breaking him, breaking his condition. Because he's not stupid, but people put themselves under mind control. They want to believe the con. It's like with con artists and Ponzi schemes. Even after you've lost a bunch of money, people will then invest even more, thinking they're going to get it back. Stop being suckered. But I was talking to another friend this weekend who was over at the house, and I said, you know, we're getting all these Obama posters out everywhere. And she actually looked upset and said, look, let's just not talk about Obama. Alex, I like you, but let's not talk about it. And she was looking at me like kind of like it was like crazed look. I mean, these people are in just like Bush supporters. When I was out exposing him as a puppet in New World Order and bad, they didn't care. They still believe WMDs were found. They still believe all of this because they're caught in this left-right paradigm. Everything is the left-right paradigm. Now, we've got a lot of death threats from Obama supporters. We've got a lot of threatening things have gone on. Obama supporters bragged on websites that we've linked to that they shut down the Alex Jones channel on YouTube with 30-plus million views, and I had to file in federal court and block it. Well, now it's gotten worse. Several top videos that were on the front page of YouTube getting tens of thousands of views an hour, hundreds of thousands of views yesterday, on their way to tens of millions. And I've had videos that have been seen tens of millions of times. I know when it hits the zeitgeist, it had hit that, you know, million watts of power. It was going supernova, these videos. They erased them. And YouTube emailed us. You can read their email in the story that has the headline up on Infowars.com about Obama speech police. Obama speech police shut down top YouTube videos. And there it is on screen as we simulcast the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the guideline was a community guideline. They said they got complaints that my videos were racist. And we looked in the comments of that video and other videos, and we actually had those quoted in the article, saying Alex Jones is a racist. Everybody do your patriotic duty, complain, and get him shut down. Now, even if what I was saying was supposedly racist, you have to defend that free speech or everybody loses all their speech. But there's nothing about him being 6.5% black, 43.5% Arab, and 50% Anglo-Saxon. There's nothing about the fact that he's 6.5%. You know, he's as much African as I am Native American. That's about how much Native American I have. Fine. You know, again, in the name of race, they inject it constantly and they create the racism. It's tribal division is all it is. That's how the British would control different countries they dominated. Was in India, everybody was an Indian, but they were different religions and different tribes. They would play all these Indians. There'd be one British person for every 1,000 Indians, but they could control the subcontinent through divide and conquer. And that's all the media is doing. When they constantly talk about race, I mean, when you say you don't want cap and trade, they write mainstream news articles saying you're racist. CNN, MSNBC, they all say it. If you're against giving up control of your life to government-run health care, they call you a racist. I've got stacks of the news in front of me. You've all seen it. Think about how over the top that is. But see, they know that you know you're not racist and that you're shocked by it. It's not meant for you. It's meant for insecure people out there that feel like everybody's out to get them to then freak out and cuddle up next to government like it's their savior. It's meant to get everybody fearing each other. It's meant for everybody to see their racial and religious differences. But all camouflage in the name of fighting racism, which is really a made-up term. It's tribalism. You know, you take a bunch of white people up in Scotland, you know, 800 years ago, every clan was killing the other clan, even though they all looked just alike. People will find reasons. You ever seen the Star Trek episode where one guy's black on one side of his face and the other guy's black on the other side? You know, it's a race of aliens where one side of their face is white, the other side is black, but the oppressive group oppresses the other group because they got the white side on one side instead of the other. I mean, that's the way it is. In Scotland, they would kill each other over just what color their kilts were. They look just alike. But see, because that's a human nature thing that's being manipulated. So now the media, the government, and they've got bills introduced about to pass where you're arrested if somebody doesn't like what you say. The cyberbullying and hate crime bills say if someone doesn't like what you say, you're arrested. I mean, this is the total end of America. We'll tell you about this censorship and the Obama people beating folks up across the country.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
have studied what happened in Nazi Germany, what happened in 49 through 68 or so, in the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution in Maoist China. I've studied what happened in Cuba. I've studied what happened in Russia under the Soviets. What happened in East Germany after the fall of the Nazi system in the East. And what is happening is a carbon copy interwoven with a high-tech overlay. I mean, I have the New York Times right here in my stack called Hot Button. And I have all these other news articles here where it's saying if the right-wing protesters are going to show up and yell at their elected officials during town hall meetings, then left-wing activists need to start coordinating with those representatives to provide them with cover, says a four-page memo distributed by Healthcare for America Now, a coalition group supporting President Obama's recommended plans. Now, look, you notice for 2 weeks I've been talking about this, and now in the last 7 days it became a big national story because I see trends. Remember months ago at tea parties, Senator Cornyn and Governor Perry would be booed off the stage by Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians. It was bipartisan. I had camera guys at some of these events. These were not staged. Anybody who was for the NAFTA highway or North American Union or any of this global stuff, the people knew their votes. They're informed. The voters are finally getting informed. They would boo them off the stage. Now, every day, no exaggeration. I mean, my inbox is probably filled with 200, 300. I can't read it all. I was up till 3 in the morning last night just reading mainstream news where Republicans are being booed off the stage. But it's never national. The only national stories you're seeing out of Fox and CNN, both the left and the right, are about Republicans going out and booing Democrats off the stage. My point is I'm just reporting the facts. Government itself is literally collapsing right now. The people know that both parties are controlled. They know that no matter who they elect into high office, the corporate looting, the tens of trillions being stolen continues. People know it's bipartisan. They know the wars are bipartisan. They know the Patriot Act is bipartisan. All the liberals I know have been out buying guns the last 5 years, getting shooting training. People are really waking up. They're not calling themselves liberal. They're not calling themselves conservative. So what the establishment wanted with Obama was to at first have all this reconciliation and feel good and vote for Obama and prove you're not racist. And then once he got in, he's a proven liar about everything, just like all these other puppets. And then it becomes, oh, you just don't like him because he's black. And they cold-bloodedly know that that isn't true. And so what they do is they show the few racist groups or whatever that don't like him and then say anybody else that doesn't want to give in their guns, give in open borders, give in NAFTA and GATT expansion, anybody that doesn't want to give in to all this, you're a racist. But now they've gone one further. People are shooting these unedited YouTube videos. There's hundreds. I can't even watch them all. We'll play a few coming up. The audio for radio, the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, where you'll have just peaceful, mainly my listeners. That's why we keep, even before Cavuto and other shows, had these guys on that we're about to have on, the lawyer and this African-American gentleman that got beat up by thugs because they contacted us first. It's really not liberal or conservative. It's patriots. It's Ron Paul supporters. It's anti-New World Order people, people that know what's going on, that have shattered the left-right paradigm. He was out handing out flyers that had the Gadsden flag on it. That's this symbol, it's the coiled snake that says, don't tread on me. And it had just some bullet points on it with the subsection of the healthcare bill where it takes over your bank account, takes money right out of your paycheck, rations care. I mean, it's not Republicans saying this. It's in the bill. What do you think they have in England and Canada? And they come over and he's being nice and they punch him in the nose and scream, what are you doing here, N-word? And the image of white people and black people, the white guys lead the attack screaming, what are you doing here, N-word, being cheered by blacks. See, as long as you're for Obama, you can beat up a black guy if you're white and scream N-word. And they're like, high five, yeah, baby, because it's about worshiping Obama. And all over the country, it's now confirmed. It's even coming out mainstream news. The media last week said, oh, it's all staged Republican lobbyists. Republican lobbyists are going, what are you talking about? They tried to blame the Libertarian Party of Austin. that's like two guys, you know, they're volunteers that run it. It's got a lot of members with going to Lloyd Doggett's event when it was only Democrats that got mailed the flyer. We know that because somebody here in this office, wife is a registered Democrat. So, I mean, it's incredible, folks. The people are mad. Aren't you mad out there? Aren't you sick of all this? Aren't you tired of what's happening? Aren't you tired of seeing your jobs being lost and your buying power going down and everything shutting down here in about $23.7 trillion that Bush and Obama sold us out for, and now Obama's people want more because they're the ones that engineered all this? Yes, his management team are the very bankers that changed the laws in 96 through 99. That's admitted even by them. It's bipartisan looting. It's all a big joke. And here's the big news. People are saying, oh, settle down. Some people are. It's no big deal that YouTube now says your videos are racist and that they've banned a bunch of your videos and are probably going to ban your channel that reaches conservatively 500,000 people a week. Now that's only one of many channels we've got, but it feeds all the other channels. People grab it off PrisonPlanet.tv. We put it there. People grab that and post it all over the world. You know, Obama Deceptions had over 20-plus million views, but that's on a separate channel. We don't put all our eggs in one basket, and we support other people that upload our videos because of the censorship. But YouTube is saying that they took the videos down because if any of their brown shirt minions say that something's racist, when there's no mention of Obama being black, being white, being polka dotted, what's crazy is they shouldn't take it down even if it is racist, if it's not calling for violence. But it didn't even have that in it. These were calm videos where I said, hey, folks, there's some links over here in the sidebar. We show you Cornyn and Perry and all these other Republicans being booed off by Republicans and Ron Paul being standing ovation at CPAC, the big Republican conference, a few months ago when he says we don't need to have more wars. You know, it's wrong to kill Iraqis. You see, what happens if Democrats see all the Republicans standing up going, we don't want to kill Iraqis and cheering Ron Paul? We find out that we all love liberty and freedom together. We all find out the bankers own both parties. And those are the videos they're shutting down. They're not shutting down the Spoof video that's got 150,000 views that I did Friday here on the TV show as the Joker making fun of Obama wanting to shut down the Obama Joker posters. No, they don't mind. You know, they're leaving that up. What they don't want is where I'm calm, cool, and collected, going, hey, let's all be friends, Republicans and Democrats. Let's just abolish the Federal Reserve. Let's just audit it at least. Let's just come together. Let's all be friends. Can't we all just get along? That is racist. See, that's what's incredible. But luckily, people had already copied those videos, so people are now going, this is the video that's racist? Because we have screenshots where they took it down, and we can point to people that posted it on their channels. They are scared of unity. They want to say, racist, now give me your guns. Racist, give me your paycheck. Racist, you're a racist if you don't do what I say. It's a new religion. They're just beating white liberals over the head and everybody else to submit to big government. Meanwhile, they're arresting the black people, putting them in prison, shooting them up with deadly vaccines. Business goes on.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle,
and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Neil Cavuto. Well, from pushing and shoving to reports now of intimidation, town hall tempers are flaring, and now unions are mobilizing. In Missouri, protesters claim that union members were being led into town hall as they were locked out. My next guest says he got roughed up outside that meeting. Kenneth Gladney says that he was attacked while passing out Don't Tread on Me flags. He is joined by his attorney, David Brown. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you. Ken, first of all, to you, how are you doing right now?
I'm in some pain, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm still kind of shaken up and just kind of upset about the whole thing.
All right, Ken, can you tell me what happened?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You see, the camera doesn't lie, and the police arrested the thugs that attacked him. But what's sick is literally hundreds of reports are pouring in where you have ragtag libertarians, conservatives, liberals that have figured out Obama's a liar, people showing up to say Obama don't have indefinite detention. They're beating them up. Now, if you don't want Obama to go into Pakistan, they run up and call you a racist. If you're black, they run up and scream racist and then beat you. And then black people stand by clapping as white people beat black people and scream the N-word. I mean, these videos are coming out of women being attacked, savaged. In some cases, the police are backing up the union thugs. In other cases, they're doing the right thing. This happened outside St. Louis. Remember during the campaign we played the newscast where the police went on the news and said, if you talk bad about Obama, we're going to arrest you? I mean, that's 180 degrees the opposite of what our country's founded on. And I stood up to Bush when he had the free speech zones and tried to restrict free speech. I'm standing up against this now, and I've made videos about how Republicans and Democrats are being booed off the stage. Americans are mad. We're going into a depression here. But the media only makes it about people protesting Democrats to get the two parties fighting with each other. Now, I had two videos removed that were viral on the front page of YouTube. Hundreds of thousands of hits a day is what they were getting. Hundreds of thousands of views a day. A lot of you probably saw it on the front page of YouTube yesterday, where I was pointing this out, saying, let's come together. People saying it's racist to not want a carbon tax. They're using a political weapon, creating racism, pointing it out to get everybody fighting with each other. And most Obama supporters are waking up. His approval rating's gone from 84 down to the mid-40s now. The media spins it and says, well, it's at 50, but most polls show about 44 to 45. So they're panicking now. And most of his supporters are waking up, but a lot of them are getting aggressive. And, folks, I've been running into longtime friends that suddenly look at me like I'm Adolf Hitler. I mean, and I've had to stand up to them, and then they kind of shake out of it because they're so self-righteous. As soon as I stand up to them and say, you know I stood up against George Bush. You know that's a load of bull. You know you've been – then they start kind of – and I go, this is a Don King fight where the establishment owns both fighters, Republican and Democrat. But side issue, we found out that the Acorn Connected groups, because we even see who's bragging they file complaints on their channels. We have them listed in the article up on Infowars.com. We discovered they're filing fake complaints saying we're calling for violence and for hate crimes. We're not even talking about race in these videos, except saying let's all come together, black, white, everybody be friends. They don't want that. Now, how telling is that? I want to go to Kenneth Gladney, and I appreciate his lawyer, David B. Brown. We had him on first, even before Fox and other channels. Friday, but there's been new developments since then. Who wants to comment first on the points I made and then go through? Now it's clear we have White House memos saying report on neighbors. Tell us if anybody's criticizing Obama. They're saying people are on thin ice. Talk show hosts may get shut down in press conferences. I mean, this is really starting to freak me out. Who'd like to comment on this craziness first?
There's been a pattern of events in last week and months before that, but it's kind of ironic that over this past year there have been no real reports of violence at any Tea Party events. There's been no real reports of violence prior to last week of any violence at any town hall meetings held by any representatives. But then starting Tuesday, when HCAN, which is the Healthcare for America Now organization, which is comprised of Acorn and AFL-CIO, SEIU, and a number of other organizations, have come down with a memo instructing activists to contact elected officials before events to plan ways to preempt any type of opposition. And when they say opposition, they mean people who want to exercise their freedom of speech. Once that went down, there's a report from the AP that David Axelrod and Jim Messina had traveled to the Capitol for their presentation to Democratic senators regarding these town halls. The senators saw videos of disruptions at events held by the House members and were told to organize these events more carefully, as well as work with labor unions and other friendly groups to generate enthusiasm. And then Messina comes out with and says, if you get hit, we will punch you back twice as hard. And this is only stirring up and inflaming the passions on both sides for conflict. Then we go to the New York Times, and it shows where AFL-CIO President John Sweeney comes out and tells everybody that that they need to reclaim our democracy, according to a statement.
And they're also putting out videos since Doggett got confronted 7 days ago, 8 days ago, last Saturday, where they show Doggett and say it was all fake. There's one problem. I randomly, because I live in Southwest Austin, one of my dad's employees was there, who's a Democrat, because she got a letter, and my neighbor was there grocery stopping at Randall's and saw it. It wasn't staged. These were Austinites who were angry. But you know what's incredible about this? is that they're now beating people up, and the first report spun this in a nebulous fashion like it might have been your client's fault, and they're now trying to say your client attacked four people, even though there's multiple video angles of this, and the police arrested the people that cold-bloodedly attacked him. Tell us what happened to your client, Mr. Brown, who's about to be on with us. He's on with us right now, Kenneth Gladney, and then we'll get it directly from the person who was assaulted by people in their union uniforms.
Well, Kenneth was just trying to make a little money that day, and he was out there selling these Gadsden flags, the Tea Party flags. Kenneth is, and they try to paint him as a conservative. Ken is an independent. Ken has his own thoughts and an individual. He doesn't subscribe to the beliefs of any party. He's outside of that context there. Kenneth was just doing his job. He was viciously attacked by one member who called him the N-word. He went to the ground after he was punched, and then he was pummeled by two other SEIU members and another person. And Kenneth weighs, I think, about 149 pounds. So when they spin it and they say that he attacked four people, and they probably weigh an aggregate of over 800 pounds with eight arms to his two arms, when he's trying to make a living, they're the ones that have the inflamed passions. Kenneth was there to try to make a living. So for them to...
So that's another issue. The media, now that's clear, said he was handing out flyers with flags on them. He was there neutrally just selling some flags.
It's like a guy selling hot dogs at the baseball game.
That's like the guy that got killed at the G20 selling newspapers, and the cops got caught covering up, and they beat his brains in.
It's like the guy selling hot dogs. He might not even care if the Yankees or the Red Sox win. He just wants to sell his hot dogs, and that's where Kenneth was. And I think Kenneth could elaborate more on his mindset and what he saw.
Let's bring Kenneth up, who is a black American.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, these big guys, I mean, I'm a good-sized guy. These were, like, huge guys just are wailing and slamming him in the ground.
Yeah, they were pretty big. They were pretty big guys. And actually,
and screaming the N-word at you. Tell folks what happened.
Yeah, well, like I stated before, I was there just setting up, getting ready to hand out my flags and my buttons and stuff like that. So one guy from the union, I was talking to a pastor's wife, and one guy from the union... He stepped up and said, "Who in the F is giving out this stuff here?" And I said, "Sir, this is my merchandise, and would you like a flag?" I even offered him a flag.
Mm.
He said, "Well, what kind of N are you to be giving out this F and stuff?"
Stay there, sir. We got a break. I want to come right back to you. Brutally, racially assaulted, and the media spun it, and now they're getting sued, and they're going to jail.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes.
This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Was a highwayman along the coast.
One step twice as hard. Clearly, that was taken as a signal to come out and shut us up through violence. And Ken Gladney had to pay the price for the White House's irresponsible, violent language.
Blood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Obama wrote on letterhead from the U.S. Senate to his cousin Odinga, the Muslim leader who was attacking black Christians, the majority, black on black, to create violence. This is public mainstream news, and to create riots to force the government to share power with him. I didn't believe a lot of the stuff I heard about Obama. I even got attacked for saying, oh, he's not that bad during the election until I started seeing him flip-flop. Now I'm telling you, I'm scared of him. These people mean business, kind of a Maoist type deal, more than Hitlerian in their management style. And to see them shutting down our YouTube videos and laughing, to see them attacking people, to see them lying, the entire American people are being enslaved by the globalists and the offshore banks. Instead, the Democratic Party has got everybody fighting with each other. And this is a very dangerous situation they're playing. To tell their thugs to go out, and we got video of them beating women up. I mean, they just come over to women and go, bam. Now, we've got David B. Brown, his lawyer. This happened in a town right outside St. Louis with a congressman's meeting. It's been all over the national news. We broke it here first Friday. Here is Kenneth Gladney. Sir, you got interrupted, and then we're going to go chronicle some of what's coming out, how they hired these provocateurs, a form of false flag, to go start fights, to then discredit the events. Some senators and House members are canceling events like it's terrorism. It's so dangerous. The American people are shouting at them that, you know, when it's getting violent, when they're the ones that are violent. But again, start over. So you're out there selling flags and you say, would you like one, sir? And continue.
And, when I offered the gentleman a flag, he began to say, well, actually, he asked me that, what kind of N are you to be giving away this type of stuff here. And he snatched my button board. And by him snatching my button board, I snatched it back from him. And when I snatched it back from him, he raised his own hand up and hit me in the face. He raised his fist up and just hit me. And when he hit me, he knocked my glasses off. And by me trying to catch my glasses, two other gentlemen came in and hit me also in my face. I went to the floor. I went to the ground, put it like that. And then someone else came up and they started kicking me in my head, my back, my legs. Everything.
And by the way, this is all on video. Big, giant slobs stomping on a little guy. Tell yeah, folks how big you are.
Yeah, I'm 5'7", and I weigh 149 pounds.
Now I have a question. Why did this white slob, I mean, talk about a racist. He just thinks he's getting some money from Obama.
Yeah.
And now I saw black people standing around with him. Did they like watching a black guy get stomped on by big, giant white slobs screaming N-word? I mean, did they? It seemed like they didn't mind this.
Well, in all honesty, let me tell you, the first guys that hit me were black.
Well, I see white guys falling on top of you.
Yeah, there was one white guy that actually hit me that was with the black guys. He was on top of me, and then the other white guy, he was pulling them off of me because he saw those guys beat me.
Yeah, one white guy's so big that's all I can really see is this giant guy falling on top of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so after that, you know, I got up. I was disorientated and everything. And they start coming at me again, and that's when the police cordoning off everything, all the exits and stuff, and they came out. They just started arresting folks, you know, and it was a madhouse. But I just wanted to say to everyone that's listening that, you know, I'm not of any other parties or anything like that. I'm not for the right. I'm not for the left. I'm just individual, independent. I'm not a cartoon character.
Well, you know, in major polls, and there's different ones that they show different numbers, but it's all basic. In some polls, over 70% of Americans say they're now independent, but they'll still go pick a lesser of two evils in an election.
Yeah.
But most Americans, I mean, Congress has an 11% approval rating. That's Republican and Democrat. You know, I got to say, the Republicans aren't getting up and saying these are staged rallies by the Democrats when they get booed off the stage.
Yeah.
The Democrats are lying. I had an argument with a family friend I've known for over a decade today, and he was telling me I was a liar. And I'm getting emails telling me that I'm working for big healthcare companies or I'm working for oil companies because I know I'm an American that has a right to be against big government. But regardless, where is this
Alex,
going now?
Alex, supposedly I'm paid off by GOP operatives. We've seen reports on the internet from these hacks that say that Kenneth is paid off. He's a GOP activist. He's a teabagger. I mean, none of these things can be further from the truth.
And I'm not Joe the Plumber, to tell you the truth. I'm a Kenneth the Patriot. And you know, you can repeat that as many times if you like.
Kenneth the Patriot. Well, this is just insane. I mean, we've got the video of him attacking the woman, and I'm sure you're seeing this, Mr. Brown, Kenneth's lawyer, because you're in the middle of this too. Are you getting hundreds of stories and videos emailed to you to the point of I'm here on the weekend with a skeleton crew of three people? I mean, I can't even watch all this, much less cover it. I mean, it looks like they've been given orders to go out and just beat the daylights out of everybody.
Well, Alex, we're in the middle of collecting a lot of information. This is all a big whirlwind. So we're actually having our website up on Tuesday morning. It's www.kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Gladney, G-L-A-D-N-E-Y.com. That's www.kennethgladney.com. We welcome people who were at the event, who have anything that they care to share with us as far as eyewitness reports. If they have any video, anything that may assist us in our case, we welcome from these individuals. That's at kennethgladney.com. And they'll be up Tuesday morning. So don't try to get on there now. Get on there Tuesday morning, and we'll be able to correspond.
Yeah, and I've had Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes writing articles chronicling this, and they, I was up here at 2:30 last night when I left, and we were having arguments about, you know, who's going to post all this. A bunch of it's up on the sites. I mean, this is crazy. You were telling me, Mr. Brown, again, the attorney for the person that was racially attacked for daring to have American flags, American Patriot flags, because you can't have that out on a street corner in America anymore. You were saying that you've got a lot of evidence, and I've got some of the same mainstream news articles where the White House and the unions are ordering this. I want to be clear. Unions are just gangs of workers that have been good in the past to counter gangs of corrupt robber barons and police, you know, 100 years ago, 60 years ago. But the big Chicago mob model of using unions to beat people up, that appears to be used now nationwide. Can you chronicle some of your research for us on that front?
Well, as I began telling you a little bit about it, but according to the SEIU, they refer to their colorful, the people with the colorful T-shirts, the purple shirts, as they said that we're going to unleash the purple people. And you talk about brown shirts. Well, purple's the new brown, Alex. It's the purple people. And organized labor's engagement in these mining clashes is just the latest sign of the ferocity that, of the fight over the direction of this healthcare overhaul.
And you're just trying to go to a town hall, and it's admitted in the news, they don't let you into the, quote, public town hall. They question you. Are you for this or against it? If you're wearing the purple people stuff, you get into the town hall for a staged media event, and then you're not even in America allowed to be outside. You get punched in the nose.
Well, according to the Carnahan people, and according to Russ Carnahan himself, the representative that held the town hall, he had a secret press conference the next morning, hand-selected reporters, so that there would be no negative press coverage on it. And there was a local journalist here, Jamie Allman, who put Mr. Carnahan to task and asked him directly about the involvement of the SEIU at these events. And Mr. Representative Carnahan...
I tell you what, stay there, stay there. We've got a break.
Sure.
And we're going to come back to you guys, but we do have some video of the secret press conferences coming up. But do one more segment with us, then we'll open the phones up for all the listeners out there after our guests leave us to talk about the attack on free speech in America. Hey, I was there when Bush was attacking it, decrying him as Hitlerian. Now under Obama, it's many times worse. And if you disagree with any of their policies, they shout you down as a racist. They are the ones injecting race into it, into issues that have nothing to do with that. They're race pimping. But that's what Obama did as a race pimp for Annenberg Foundation in Chicago. That's how they control these cities. They play different ethnic groups off against each other. America, one giant mafia Chicago.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards.
Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is how tyranny works. It incrementally trains you to accept losing your free speech, being put in free speech zones, being beat up by thugs, until you're living in a total police state. Coming up, we're going to play for the full audience. Some stations don't carry this segment. In the next segment with our guest, we're going to get into this video in the press conference where a brave reporter did indeed ask serious questions of the congressman who was up there peddling propaganda. But going to this issue first, gentlemen, before we have a one-minute break and come back, Mr. Brown, where are you going with this? I mean, not only was your client brutally attacked with racial slurs added for absolutely no reason on video with witnesses, but they have tried to demonize him, as he was saying earlier, and implied that he took on four guys. So don't you have to go after them legally now just to clear your client's name fully? I mean, you have all the evidence.
Well, it's not about clearing Kenneth's name. We know Kenneth has been in the right the entire time.
No, I know the video shows it in the police arrest of the bad guys, but, you know, as you've seen the spin out there on the web. I mean, pretty soon they're going to claim he had devil horns and was flying around on a broom.
Well, yeah, but it's probably already happening as we speak. But Ken's laughing. I don't know how funny it is, though. Because you know Ken's in a pool of piranhas now, and the piranhas are out there, and it's all about money and power with them. So they're going to attack viciously for their own agenda and their own interests. So our plan is we're putting together a strategic legal plan right now, and we will be suing the appropriate parties. But until we file that lawsuit, I don't want to exactly go into all the strategy of what we're going to do, but be clear that our action will be swift and it will be deliberate.
So in the next few weeks, you know, I would put Obama on the spot. I would call the FBI in and say, we have a hate crime right here on tape. Peaceful
well,
man.
We're going to be calling for Chris Coster, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri, to prosecute these individuals as a hate crime. Because it was the crime of the third degree assault was racially motivated, even if it was the first perpetrator was a black American. Nonetheless, it was still racially motivated. Be clear of this, because he did not believe that a black person could be selling the Gadsden flags. So it was a racially motivated beating and a brutal beating. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. If you commit the crime based upon race, then it will be considered a hate crime, and it will be elevated from a third degree assault to a D felony.
Well, just to add a historical note, blacks fought and died in the very first skirmishes at Lexington and Concord, if my history serves. So, I mean, again, that's almost denying African Americans their American heritage to be able to hand out a colonial flag. I mean, have they been trained by the DHS reports that anybody that has this symbol that I'm holding in my hand of the coiled snake, don't tread on me? I mean, I guess that's why Nancy Pelosi says you're AstroTurf. They're saying you're AstroTurf because that's what tyrants always do. And we're saying, no, we're Americans who are free. I'm not your slave. I mean, that's all this means was to the Redcoats that we weren't their slaves. I mean, Kenneth, why do you go out and hand out the Gadsden flags?
Well, I was just out selling the Gadsden flags, and just trying to make a living, you know, trying to make a living for myself and for my, you know, to help out my wife and everything, you know.
So this is even worse. You weren't even out there politically. You're just out there, hey, you want a flag? I'll give you one. Ah, you know.
Definitely.
These people. Well, I mean, that's the crazy part about it is I run into Obama supporters now,
yeah,
and they're like wild-eyed because they were all bought into this dream that everything was fine, their house was going to be paid for, their car was going to be paid for, remember all that? And now they look at me or anybody else that doesn't worship him as, it's my fault everything isn't fine.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the audio. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now, the video of one reporter actually asking serious questions. Then I saw reports of reporters being arrested who took photos of what really happened because somebody didn't want those photos getting out. And we're seeing, I mean, this gets crazier and crazier. And remember, the Obama people are sending us threatening emails. The White House has called for Obama supporters to get out in the streets and confront people. This is New York Times, but they're saying it's good. And to create list of people and to report it to the White House. And different branches, investigative branches of Congress and others are saying this is illegal. Nixon got in trouble for an enemies list. I mean, they're saying spy on your neighbors, report anyone. And these Obama people, they're crazy. I mean, I've never seen anything like this where you say, hey, cap and trade's really bad. No other country has to make this new tax, and it's going to shut down our industry and really hurt the economy and carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. And they'll go, God, I didn't know you were racist, Alex. And I'm like, no, it's cap and trade. I mean, I'm not joking. I mean, I had videos removed that don't say anything about race. And they removed them saying they're racist. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe this is happening. Let's play a clip of this congressman being confronted by the media. And then he really kind of just mumbles, and the audio's low, but we'll jack it up. Here it is.
There's videotape of your supporters beating Kenneth Gladney and sending him to the hospital. He spent the entire evening in St. John's Mercy Medical Center and was released this morning and was beaten by the union members. How do you respond to that?
Jamie, I didn't see any of this.
He mumbles and says he didn't see any of that. Well, the cameras did. The cameras did, but again, the issue is here, the media tried to spin this like, oh, there was a fight. Republicans and Democrats got in a fight. No, it was the thugs attacking peaceful people, and this is coming in everywhere. So they're saying it's fake, that spontaneous citizens aren't angry and that they want socialist health care and cap and trade to turn their guns in. And I can play you the newscast. In fact, let me just ask Attorney David B. Brown, the man who was racially attacked, Kenneth Gladney. You live near St. Louis. Did you see the newscast when the police went on the TV during the election and said, if you criticize Obama, we're going to be the judge and we're going to arrest you? I mean, that's,
well,
I mean, that's,
I didn't see those particular, I've read about it on the internet, but the crazy part about all this, well, I guess it's not so crazy. I guess that we see there is a pattern of this is Carnahan gets up there and mumbles and stumbles his way through there and pretends like nothing happened and tries to skirt and avoid the issue. But then that the very same day, a little later that day at 2:30, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius holds a a telephone conference with the SEIU members, and she tells them, keep on doing what you're doing, in direct context to the town hall meetings. If that's not ratification of a pattern of actions that are designed purposely to impede the everyday ordinary citizen's ability to express themselves, which is a fundamental right, I don't know what is.
Well, I mean, look, again, I'm going to say it for everybody that just tuned in. Republicans are being run off the stage. Because when people start booing them for 2 or 3 minutes straight, politicians leave. So that's, and then the media spins it and says they chased them out. No, Governor Perry, Senator Cornyn, Congressman Doggett, these videos, just Google Cornyn booed, this governor, that governor booed. I mean, pick one. They're all getting booed. Then when they leave, they get basically chased. So the media spins it and says the public, you know, tried to assault them or chased them out. No, as they leave, the people follow them chanting. They're mad. And then the media lies and spins all of this and only reports on it when it's Democrats, tells the Democrats racists are coming to attack you. The Democrats get all puffed up and angry and run out and start beating black people. Ah, you're a black racist. Ah, I'm going to beat you. I mean, that shows the crazy level of mind control. I mean, do you gentlemen agree that this is, I mean, because we have the memos here that the Democratic Party and Acorn and others are whipping these Democrats? I mean, I think a lot of these people are well-meaning. I think a lot of these Acorn people and union people really believe that a bunch of racists are coming to confront them at the event. And so when they see a black guy, they have to go ahead and attack him first because that doesn't fit into their false paradigm.
They're the pawns in the chess game. You know, yeah. It's the power from above. You know, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You see Obama there, but who's really behind the curtain? It's the same people behind the curtain for George Bush. But the point I want to make here is that you know, these people are being prohibited from their First Amendment rights, and it's driven by the powers that be. I'll give you an example of the spin that occurred the very next night when we had a frenzy of people courting us to speak, all sorts of media outlets. I get CNN calls us up, requests for Ken to speak on Anderson Cooper. I said, well, what type of forum is this?
Yeah.
They said it was a debate. I said, a debate? What Ken's going to debate somebody? And this is an intern for Anderson Cooper 360. I said, Ken's going to debate somebody. Debate who? He said, we want him to debate Russ Carnahan about health care. I'm like, what does that have to do with Kenneth getting beaten down and getting his rights infringed upon? This is just spin so that they can put Kenneth on CNN and try to make an idiot out of him, which he's not. But he is not a career politician. He doesn't have any.
No, that's what I'm saying. And they're also accusing all of us that have our First Amendment. Hey, I don't want to turn my guns in. Hey, I don't want to have cap and trade. I don't want socialized health care. We've read the bill. It's bad. Worse than you can even articulate it, so bad. And they just go racist. Or they say that we're out at these events blocking their free speech when they're advertised as town halls. I mean, people are mad. And you know, ABC News and a few have reported the truth that these are spontaneous because the first few days they tried to lie. But I think we're winning this fight of getting the truth out. It's just, in closing, gentlemen, as this develops, I want to have you back on. Kenneth Gladney, who got racially attacked for just being out there, and they thought that you were against the Obama takeover, and so they beat you up, and you had to go to the hospital brutally, attacked you. Any closing comments?
Well, I'd just like to say to everyone that I am an American citizen. I was beaten for something that I was paid to do, and that is make an honest dollar. I was making an honest dollar, giving out gas flags, and out of nowhere, someone comes up to me, hits me in my face, and attacks me. You know, I don't get that. I don't understand. You know, what's the world? What is the world coming to? That's what I'm trying to find out. What is the world coming to right now? When you have to be afraid to go out and make an honest dollar. You know.
Well, look, they're counting on playing all of us off against each other. And I can't believe you can't go out and sell flags. But, I mean, again, these videos are everywhere, people getting attacked. We're going to have more on throughout the week, women being attacked, men being attacked. And these are such self-righteous people. They come running out screaming, you're a racist, trying to stop citizens from getting into public events, getting into grocery stores, getting into libraries, getting into churches. And, I mean, these are political thugs, and it's very, very scary. Anything else, Mr. Brown? Anything else, Mr. Gladney?
Perhaps the SEIU's motto should be, we'll clean your toilets, then we'll beat the hell out of you. Wait, that'd be a nice T-shirt. Why don't you get some of those printed up, Alex? We'll clean your toilets, then we'll beat the hell out of you. We're the SEIU.
We're the purple shirts.
The purple shirts.
Hey, get this. They got a group in Austin that are Obama supporters. You can't make this up. Called the Austin Brown Shirts.
It sounds like an 1890s baseball team.
Yeah, that's what they are. They actually had some in Germany. But I don't even think they historically know what they're doing, but they're out. In fact, Google Austin Brown Shirts for people or Obama's Brown Shirts, and you will get their local chapters in brown shirts. Gentlemen, I'm glad that you made it out of this okay. God bless you. Godspeed in defending the First Amendment. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Folks, this is a big deal because the people are angry and upset about what's happening. All the polls show we don't want cap and trade. We don't want government health care. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have.
It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This first, John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in Maplewood, John Mills, News 4.
John, thank you.
Now, look, I can't play all the other newscasts in the time we have because I want to come back and take at least 30 minutes of calls here in the last half hour of the show, your response to all the things that are happening. Toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Or if you're listening to us on our flagship, News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin, you can call in Central Texas. Well, I guess you can hear us from Oklahoma down to Mexico on 590. It's 512-646-1776. Now, look. What you just heard is pure, un-American, anti-freedom evil. It's all color of law fraud. And we saw those TV newscasts out of Vermont, of all places. Great state. Out of Florida. Out of Illinois. Out of California. Where the police are the political officers, the Kommissariat, or the Gestapo, in German terms. And did you hear him? We're going to keep this campaign focused on issues. We're going to decide what you can talk about. We're going to remind you as your friendly big brother. Now, of course, if I say that Barack Obama is from the planet Pluto and chops children's heads off and drinks their blood, of course, that's hypothetical. It's not true. I'm joking. This is hypothetical. The police can't arrest me for that. Obama has to sue me and get a civil judgment on me. The police aren't judge, jury, and executioner. So they said, oh, we'll decide if you're lying or, did you hear, misleading. We'll decide if you're, and of course, they're the liars. Introduced all these bills to take your guns. We've read them here on air. Introduced bills, total socialism, take over the health care, aspirin for a heart attack, rationing of care, instant access to your bank accounts, fining, feeing you. It's all in the thing. I've read the bill over and over again on air, subsection by subsection. So they're lying. But see, they're going to decide who can speak. And now we had three videos on the front page of YouTube yesterday. Two, I was calm, cool, and collected, talking about how Republicans are being booed off the stage as well, how they want to make Republicans and Democrats fight with each other. and how the people are waking up and calling for Americans to be active and to shatter the left-right paradigm peacefully. Those videos that were in the top 10 on there were taken down. Now, the one where I did a funny 20-minute spoof just having fun is the Joker, making fun of this Joker Obama poster. And why did I do that? Because somebody in California put Joker paint on the Time magazine cover of Barack Obama and said socialism. And then they started saying this should be illegal. This is wrong. The White House called it dangerous. The LA Times said they should be taken down. And I went, and they called it racist. And I went, wait a minute. People did magazine covers of Bush as the Joker. I posted stuff of him attacking the Statue of Liberty as a vampire. I mean, that's our right as Americans. That's pure Americana to make fun of your leaders. You know, love your country, fear your government. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt said the most patriotic thing to do is criticize government. It's your right, even if you're wrong. Or if you're right, it's your right. Either way. I mean, how is showing him as the Joker, a psychopathic master criminal, which is what he represents, who it's who he works for, $23.7 trillion. I mean, the Joker's an imaginary character. That video, though, got left up. They don't care about that. You know, I did it to get people to go to InfoWars.com. We made our own versions of Obama fascism, ObamaInfoWars.com. They're all over Austin, all over England, all over Ireland, all over Russia, all over Japan, all over San Antonio, all over Houston, all over L.A. You guys have gone wild. This is awesome. I mean, Kurt Nemo's posting the videos up on InfoWars.com, and we're having the contest for next week for who can put up the most posters in public places where you're allowed to post flyers. And, you know, videotape it and put it on YouTube, $1,000 contest. But the point is, in San Antonio, they tried his, We Are Change San Antonio, black folks, Hispanics, whites together, white yuppies and others run over and start grabbing the signs and ripping them down, trying to violate their First Amendment. We're playing some of that. I mean, see, this is the craziness, folks. They believe the propaganda. They have said that if you criticize Obama, you're racist. And all these weak-minded people then, when you go, hey, I don't want to turn my guns in, they really believe you're a Ku Klux Klan member. We've got to come out boldly and not let this chilling effect against our First Amendment work. Because if we do that, it's over. That's what Hitler did. This is how tyrants work. They come in and they intimidate you and they bully you into doing this. And I want to say something to other people, too. The Joker videos I've done, there's two of them, are viral all over the web. I mean, you know, million plus total, just what I could count up on Blip TV and a few dozen channels I looked at. 200 and something thousand plus on YouTube, just on our channel, just on one of the videos. I mean, this is amazing. So when I say a million, that's underestimating. In the last 48 hours or less, we put it up, less than 48, about 40 hours, about 44 hours, actually. So they're going mega viral. But people are so freaked out by me. In fact, it's in there in the bathroom. Well, somebody go grab them. I want to show people. All these are some red paint, some white, pancake makeup. You put that on. Everybody's so scared. I went out in Austin, and cops saw me and actually started stepping back and were scared. Like, they look like little boys. When I got out of the car and said, hello, officers. I mean, they look scared and start stepping back. And full-grown adults look scared at red lights. And people look, again, they're not scared of John P. Holder and White House science czar who wrote an 1,100-page government policy book, Eco-Science, about how they're putting drugs in the water to sterilize you, about how the CPS will break up the family, and the job of the government is to end the family institution and raise all children in government institutions, and how they're going to force sterilize and force abortions. See, he's got a little beard and talks quiet and sweet, so it's not scary. People have to stop looking just at the surface and start looking at the deeds. You know, Obama doubled the funding for forced abortion, and it goes on in Africa under State Department Memorandum 200. See, killing black babies is loving and liberal. Like Margaret Sanger, who said blacks were subhuman and had to be killed, she's loved by black groups. But then, if you wear pancake makeup, everybody gets scared. And I did that to illustrate that people are acting and behaving like children out there. Let's not let them censor us. Get the videos. Get them out to everybody. Get the posters up everywhere. Your call straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
There is a science that the global architects have perfected of divide and conquer, the great game. They play us off against each other. And that's all that's happening with Obama. But people are resisting and rebelling and going to any and all city council, county commissioners, state boards, federal meetings, and getting angry. What the media doesn't tell you is they first get up, as I've talked to people. I talked to, again, it was my mother's birthday today, and a lot of her old friends were down here from Dallas and places. And one of them, Steve Heimberg, was there, and he was a good friend of mine. He was telling me about how he went to a town hall, and they were shouting a Republican off the stage, and how there were all these goons handing out from Acorn and things literature about the how great healthcare is, and that there were other people there handing out literature saying it was bull, that appeared to be just regular citizens. You know, the Acorn people were all organized and focused, and the other people weren't. But that this turned into people basically chasing the Republican leader off and then taking over the podium. Because people start chanting the Republican left, so the citizens just went up and started speaking at the microphone. I mean, in fact, that was the article I had you print, Hartman. I know you gave it to me. I had several of them. It was here in my stack. I meant to get to that, then I'm going to your calls, where we've got multiple reports where all these Congress people, there it is on the screen, good thinking, citing safety concerns, U-City Councils cancels McCaskill's event. A day after Russ Carnahan event led to the arrest of five participants and a reporter. They don't tell you it was the arrest of the Obama people, so they won't tell you that. University City High School, where U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill was set to hold a similar event on Thursday, announced the forum had been canceled. And they went on to say, because of safety, terrorist might strike. So the message is, just like the DHS report, you don't like world government, you don't like banks raping you, you're a terrorist. And I told you that was next, would be them abandoning these meetings, abandoning these events, because they only want to have these events for the news to make it look like the public's buying into it. So people sitting at home who are angry will go, I guess other people don't care. Well, I won't get involved, because they know how human psychology works. If you figure out both Republicans and Democrats are all awake and angry, and that we actually agree with each other on more than we disagree, and that the Bill of Rights and Constitution is being violated, we could bring all these crooks to justice. We could audit the Fed and arrest their butts for the crimes they've committed, as Ron Paul said here last week. All right, let's go to your calls as promised for the balance of the show. It's just YouTube says they're going to shut down the Alex Jones channel. They've sent us a notice that get ready for that for no reason, just saying we're racist because nameless goons complained. That means if 100 people wanted to burn down my office under that idea, that the police would come light the torches for them. See, in a republic, the individual or the minority is protected against the majority. In a democracy, which Hitler got elected in, if 51% say kill the other 49%, it happens. In a democracy, if people go and vote in Austin to come take your house outright and move into it, they do it. And see, they're telling these dumbed-down, fluoride-head masses that they're going to get the rich. But the poor people think the rich are somebody driving a Pinto that's got less rust on it than theirs. Or their gremlin, or their, you know, whatever their hoopy is. And so, you like that, Hartman? I mean, the point is that this is real, folks. The ultra-rich use the poor working class or poor welfare class to wage war against the middle class. Pressure from above, pressure from below. Folks, if you got more than $10 in the bank, you're in deep trouble. If you're poor, you're in deep trouble. But they're going to sick the poor on what's left of this country. The globalists don't want a free market. They're monopoly men. As John D. Rockefeller the first said, competition is a sin. Okay, straight to your calls. Chase in California, then Jay, Kyle, Tori, Barbara, Dan, Lacey, and others. Go ahead, Chase.
Hey, Alex, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I want to tell your entire audience everything that you're saying is completely real. I'm a retired Marine, a two-time war veteran. I had some family come by, and I knew that my wife's sister's son had a history of drug problems. Anyway, I guess he was afraid of a two-time war veteran that's got PTSD and 100%, but all he had to do was make a phone call. And everything you're saying is true. I was laying in my office actually listening to your radio show. They came in. They woke me up. They got my son to open the door. They tasered me. They took me off barefoot. All I had on was what I was sleeping in. First, they took me to a medical unit where I refused their shots because they wanted to give me shots for something. I'm not trusting any shots. I've listened to you too long. Then they took me to jail, and I was walking around jail barefoot. So I'm also an author. Okay, I've written 3 books. The last book I wrote is called Dream Reachers. My co-authors interviewed Clint Eastwood, Ted Kennedy, Jane Russell. I've interviewed Darcy Donovan.
Well, that's awesome. Send it to me. But, yeah, for those that don't know, they're going to ban, this is public, most veterans owning guns. First thing Clinton did when he left office was turn over 86,000 names of vets with PTSD. No judge, no jury, you don't get your gun. And they have a bill introduced called No Fly, No Buy. There's 1.2 million on it since they made it secret 6 months ago. It was growing 25,000 names a week. And they're saying that the attorney general will put you on a no gun list, even though you have no crimes, no convictions. And then Obama says he will hold U.S. citizens in domestic bases with no habeas corpus indefinitely forever, worse than Bush. And but then he does some shill thing about he's going to investigate if there was torture. When they know there was torture from the Army's own reports, he'll do that to cover up. And yes, the DHS report says the number one terror threat is veterans, and the whole Department of Homeland Security system is set up to take your guns. Write it up in an article. Send it to writers at Infowars.com. Anything else, sir?
No, I just wanted your audience to know that, I mean, I can look out the window of my neighborhood at my lamppost and I see a black thing on top of it. This is, it's a nightmare. I just finished a book called Dream Reachers. I'm not trying to plug my book.
No, that's fine. Listen, I appreciate your call. Now, they got cameras everywhere. It's GoldenEye. You see that movie, people should see it. And there's an eagle eye. I watched it on the treadmill. People kept saying I needed to watch it. And it's all about this computer, and it's watching and face scanning everybody from blimps. They already had that 10 years ago. People laughed at me. Now it's declassified. They really have stuff like that. And that's how they can launch terror attacks. One globalist can go in and order the computer. See, it's not a computer running wild on its own. It's being given orders, and then it does it. And then the globalists don't need accomplices. And Bob Woodward just wrote a book about this. He calls it the secret weapon of the Pentagon. It's not so secret. Let's talk to Jay in Mass. Jay, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Hey, bro. Good. What's on your mind?
Down with the New World Order, brother.
Can you believe that they're shutting down our videos and saying that if a few people complain and say it's racist, then my video's gone, and now they have bills that if somebody complains and say you hurt their feelings, you get arrested federally? I mean, that's in the bill.
No, that's just the last straw for me. I don't know why that hits me so hard, but it just twists right where it hurts the most for me.
Well, it's the Soviet Union. I mean, there's not much liberty left, and they're getting rid of the last bits.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it's how self-righteous these idiot Obama supporters are.
I know, man. It's retarded. It's just retarded. Hey, I got a question for you and then a comment. Where can people go typically to find out about these meetings?
Okay, I appreciate your question. Give me a quick comment.
Okay, my comment is... pretty much, I was working on something that I think got my house burned down by the same people, basically. But I took the insurance money. I bought 1,000 of your DVDs yesterday. And I'm back to work on my project, which is a comic book about ending the Fed that me and my wife are working on. And we both just wanted to say that we love you and we're so proud of you.
Well, you're awesome. You're awesome, too. I want to see it when it comes out. I'm going to let you go. Tomorrow, I'm going to take a lot more calls. It's already time for the final segment. Okay, I'm going to answer your question when we come back. What was this question? He was asking why. Where can he find out about all these Democratic and Republican meetings that are going on? I'll tell folks about that. Then we're going to jam in. I'm going to jam in 5-6 callers on the other side of this quick break. So be ready.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes.
This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Okay, to answer the last caller's question, you don't have to go confront congressmen or senators or even governors. You can go to their websites, though, senators, congressmen. They'll have their itinerary, events they're speaking at. You can go to their MySpace. You can go to their congressional site. You can go to your city council, your county commissioners. Just go tell government, get off our back. Leave us alone. We're sick of you. Just let them know that we're awakening. And then other sheep will see you stepping up and out, and that will create the even larger awakening. And so that's what's happening. I mean, if you don't find out about government and get involved, you're going to be enslaved, folks. Turn off the television. Spend more time researching the real world. Let's talk to Tory in Texas. Go ahead, Tory.
Alex, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, Alex, you woke me up about 4 years ago, and God bless you for that. And, you know, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, and then we win. And right now they're really in the attack phase, so I see victory is just around the corner. Now, down here in Texas, there's a big battle for governor coming up here with Kay Bailey Hutchison and Rick Perry. Now, are you familiar with a candidate named Deborah Medina?
Yeah, that's a libertarian, isn't it?
Well, Well, she's running as a Republican. She's the Campaign for Liberty Texas State Coordinator. Her website is MedinaForTexas.com. She worked for Ron Paul's congressional campaign, and she's running in the Republican.
Yeah, I know who she is. Yeah, yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call. What people should do is, this is a national, international show. Yeah, they should just go check the Campaign for Liberty, Libertarian Party, all these different groups, and look at candidates' records and what they stand for, and then support them. But most Americans go, oh, I want to vote for the winner. So they wait and look in the polls. Oh, it looks like that Democrat's going to win, or looks like that Republican's going to win. Then they think they vote for a winner, and then they stick a sticker on their car and go, I'm a sucker. I voted for a winner who works for offshore banks. We have to vote for constitutionalists that want to bring down the New World Order. And we've gone from being called kooks 10 years ago to being the fastest growing organization and group. We are the American people. We are the populist. We are the constitutionalist. Hear us roar, as they say. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dunn. Just a real quick question. These guys are coming down, determined, can't, enslaving people. What are these trying to look for that they're super close?
Okay, you think you're on an IP phone or something. I couldn't understand you.
I said, what are the signs to look for that they're going to be coming down on us, internment camps and rounding us up and things of that nature?
Sure, sure. I appreciate your call. Great question. They're going to do it by staging a nuke attack or a bioweapon release, claiming terrorists did it or saying it's a regular flu, to set the military up, to set up the FEMA camps. They're taking over old shopping malls all over the country, right here in Austin, the old mall. They are Highland Mall. They are setting up FEMA camps, but posing like it's good. Oh, all the homeless come here. Oh, we re-educate you here. Oh, the Army's running checkpoints to stop drunk drivers. Oh, the governor of Tennessee says we're not allowed to. We're going to ignore you, governor. Oh, we got a 14 countries training to take on American terrorists with foreign troops inside the U.S. You know, they're just incrementally getting everybody conditioned to this. And so they're going to have the flu fear mongering and say your kids are dead if you don't take it, and then just set the precedent and then later clamp down more and more. It's an incremental domestication process. So that's how they're going to do it. And we're going to fight back with our incremental. We have the long view of history here, but we fight as hard as we can now, but we also understand it's a process. We don't expect instant gratification. Barbara in Austin, then Dan in Alaska. Barbara, you're on the air.
Hi. I like to check out things that I hear, and I was wondering if you could tell me what page you're finding all that on about the health care bill.
Yes, ma'am. Is this your first time to tune in?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me just show you. You see these big stacks of news? This is just some of the news from last Thursday and Friday. And so I don't have the health care bill here in front of me, but you can Google. A lot of senators have breakdowns of it with the subsections and links. And so I've gone over those previously here on the show. We've got about 4 minutes, 5 minutes left. But we've posted the breakdowns on Infowars.com in the featured story area. We posted a detailed breakdown Wednesday. So go to the featured news area of Infowars.com, the featured archive, and go through and you'll see breakdowns of the health care bill and some stories we've got there that then when we make a bullet point claim, we have a link to the bill in the subsection. But I'd have to dig it out. I actually do have it here in one of these stacks here.
I will look that up, but my understanding was there were three separate bills. There's a House bill and a Senate Health Committee bill. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
And then there's a Senate Finance Committee bill, and they're going to vote on, hash it out and change it around and vote on a final. So
yeah.
Nothing, as I understand it, nothing's final right now. It's just in the process, and there's three different bills. And I couldn't find it. While I was listening to you, I was trying to find it in my copies, and I couldn't find what you were talking about. So I'll go to your site and look that up. But I did attend one of the hearings, the meetings here in Austin, and I think what's going to have to happen is that they're going to have the meetings inside, And they're going to have to check people's IDs to see if they live in the district, because I think a lot of people go, they're confused. They don't know where their congressional district is. And
yeah, but you can't start doing that. It's good to have people from another district and another district. This is America. We don't have Nazi checkpoints and yellow stars on us. And, ma'am, I appreciate your call. Listen, I have Senator Congressman Conyers on video. We played it Friday saying, in fact, cue it up. We may have time to play it at the expense of a caller, though, saying it's bad to read the bills. We don't read the bills. There's no way to read them. They don't even read these. The lobbyists write them. All three versions of the bill you mentioned have these provisions in them. A really good one was written by Mike Adams for Natural News. What's really in Obama's health care reform bill? A plain English translation. Forced drugging funding, psychiatric funding to expand more drug into the kids. He's got section by section with the subsection in it. You can go read that right there. It's just incredible. I mean, look, here's Conyers right now. Don't read the bill. Yeah. There's no reason. Just capitulate and give in. But they think they can run your health care, though. They can run your health care, but they can't read a 1,300-page bill. Well, we've been through the 1,300-page House bill he's talking about, and it's a nightmare. Here it is. If the video
play. I love these members that get up and say, read the bill. What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages and you don't have 2 days and two lawyers to find out what it means after you read the bill?
Nicholas Balsi, CNSNews.com.
Okay, that's him at the National Press Club. Like, we're the weirdos. Exactly. They shouldn't be passing 40,000-page, 44,000-page NAFTAs, which has totally destroyed our economy and isn't free or fair trade. They shouldn't be doing things like this. I mean, Obama will get up and say, there's no bills for national compulsory service, while they have all the bills saying national compulsory service, and I've got a chief of staff saying, yes, it's going to be compulsory. They've got bills to basically ban any and all guns they want. We've read the bill numbers here on air, and they just stonewall and say it's not true. They shouldn't be passing 1,300-page and 500-page and 44,000-page. They passed the cap-and-trade bill in the House that was 1,300 pages long, and 300 pages of it was secret. I have the C-SPAN video where the House leadership couldn't even get a copy of it. They passed that thing a few minutes after they released it. I mean, you cannot imagine the full magnitude of this we're dealing with. I wanted to get to Dan in Alaska, Lacey, James, John, George, and others. Call me back. I'll be live tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central Standard Time. If you don't have an AM and FM in your area, you can always listen at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And in closing, I expose corruption. You know, I told you that DynCorp and Halliburton were involved in child kidnapping rings, and then it came out in the Chicago Tribune years later. Here is Time Magazine. Here's Raw Story. Here's The Nation. Ex-employees claim Blackwater pimped out Iraqi girls, you know, 14-year-old girls, 12-year-old girls, and that wife-swapping parties at the bases, murder, Blackwater people being murdered who didn't go along with it. I mean, this is what happens with corruption. I told you this years ago. Here it is, mainstream news. Okay, this, and I meant to get into this today. I'm going to cover this tomorrow. It's so horrible, I didn't cover it all week. And they're censoring our YouTube videos. They're shutting us down and bragging and crowing that they've done it. I played you clips where they're saying the police are going to arrest you if they don't like what you say about Obama. We're selling a T-shirt, by the way, that's got Obama, says fascism, Obama, Infowars.com. They hate it. Get it. Get it at Infowars.com and support us. Just check it all out and get my film, The Obama Deception. Great job, crew. I'm out of here. Have a great Sunday night.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.